This is Billie Holiday singing the classic, Pennies from Heaven.
Oh, every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
And this is Billie Holiday remixed. That song appears on the new album, Billie Holiday Remixed and Reimagined. Two of the artists who helped reinterpret the songs on that album join us now, DJ and producer Nico DeSimone, better known as Nicodemus, and Marianne Vieira, who you may know better as Ladybug Mecca. They're in our New York bureau. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hey.
How did you both get involved in this project?
Previously, we did a Nina Simone release project. And I guess that went well, and they asked me to come on board for the second one, the Billie Holiday.
Ladybug Mecca, what drew you to Billie Holiday's music?
Well, I would say the emotion in her voice. And when the project was introduced to me, I felt like, you know, her energy and her timelessness and her depth could definitely translate in today's music and with the remixes. So, you know, I was down.
You know, remixing is controversial in some quarters. Some people think of it as less than creative, and other people think of it as an extension of jazz. At Ladybug, you know, during your time in Diggable Planets, you're rethinking jazz. How do you think about it in your own head?
I guess for me, it depends on the reinterpretation. You know, how it comes out and what's being said, I guess, and the intent behind it.
Which brings me to the question, because there are people who see themselves as kind of the guardians of the gate. They're worried that the love of jazz is dying. They're worried that the audience is aging, that the younger audience, the hip-hop crowd, is just not as familiar with jazz. How do you see yourself in this? Do you see yourself as reinterpreting it for the new generation? Do you see yourself as part of the legacy, passing it on, safeguarding it?
Well, being in Diggable Planets and, you know, being blessed to be able to sample from jazz music and having everybody like what we did and feel, you know, what we did with it. I guess in a sense, some people see us as, you know, gatekeepers or however you like to say it. It's an honor, you know, for people to think that way of us.
I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
Any thoughts about what it's like for you today as a female artist compared to what it was like for these jazz greats during the heyday?
Well, a lot has definitely changed. But, you know, misogyny and, you know, it still exists, definitely. But because of them and because of their accomplishments and their strength, there is a platform for us to make music and be a little more respected.
Let's talk about the track you worked on called Spreading Rhythm Around. Let's hear a little bit.
Lady Day, she make way for Ladybug. Body and soul in my blue is strange food. Embody the blues, complex harmonic sense. Spreading out, disperse the jazz sound. From Fence Point, Hall of Damn, it's Playhouse. Four corners of the globe where the story is told. In the dark, now we can't stop the awkward skate. It's all or nothing at all. Holiday, celebrate, celebrate.
Okay, Ladybug, talk about it. What were you thinking about?
The rhyme came really naturally for me and very fast. It was really sparked by knowing that, you know, she was raised in Baltimore. And, you know, I'm from Maryland myself, but closer to Silver Spring. So, you know, I was just really feeling the beat and the way the producer had remixed it. So, yeah, I was just, you know, just trying to give her respect.
Do you see your song as jazz?
That's a good question. And yeah, you know, it's definitely a 2007 infused jazz, but yeah, definitely.
Nicodemus, what do you think jazz is?
I think what Ladybug said, how Diggable Planets was just like an extension of the jazz and a reinterpretation. You know, by listening to Diggable Planets, that brought me into, you know, listening to more rare jazz, like stuff I may not have heard before. You know, I was digging in the crates and I would find like a rare Lonnie Liston Smith track from a Diggable Planets I guess you could say, interpretation or an extension of that. And, you know, if it's done well, it's done well, and it's a nod to the old school and to, like, the forefathers, who I think there's a base in there that I think we're all relating to, but then we're just taking it to the next step, you know, or, like, in another direction, if you will.
Okay, let's talk about your remix of the song Traveling All Alone. Now, in this cut, you're looping Billy's voice. You're using it more like an instrument, okay, rather than like a melody that carries a song through. How'd you come up with that?
Well, in this original tune, we were just given the two-track mix. Unlike the Nina Simone, where we had all the parts broken out, we had to kind of treat this almost as if we were making a hip-hop record, where you would use samples of a two-track mix on vinyl or on CD or something. So, we kind of found our favorite parts that we wanted to groove on. And then we kept our favorite verses from the original tune and used a lot of dub effects to kind of give it a traveling feel. One of the reasons I chose this tune was I travel a lot as well, you know, just out on tour, and a lot of times you're on your own, and it's just straight up, and it's what she's saying. It's like you kind of get that feeling, that deeper feeling of retrospect and reflecting.
I wanted to ask you the same question I was asking Ladybug earlier, which is, you know, there are different ways that people appreciate jazz. On the one hand, jazz is all about reinvention, you know, rethinking, rehearing sounds, okay? And yet, nowadays, sometimes people are very reverential about jazz. They see it as something to sort of preserve and defend. And what do you hope people will get out of your music when they hear it?
Well, I hope that, you know, of course, there's different branches of jazz, and, you know, the original jazz keeps doing its thing and running its path, and, you know, people are open to other paths where things are looped and beats are on top, and soloists come in and they rock to a metronome instead of like a live drummer. You know, I hope that it just keeps branching out and more people learn about the originals and more people learn about up-and-coming artists at the same time.
Well, thank you both for joining us. What track should we hear as we say goodbye?
How about You're So Desirable?
You're So Desirable. That'll be it. Nico Nicodemus Desimone and Marianne Ladybug Mecca Vieira are two of the artists who participated on the new album, Billie Holiday Remixed and Reimagined. They both joined us in our New York Bureau. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're so desirable.
Remixed and Reimagined hits record stores today. But if you can't wait to buy your own copy, you can check out some songs at our website, npr.org/tellmemore. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.